With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Supreme Court turned the U.S. trade landscape upside down with a decision last Friday striking down the centerpiece of President Donald Trump's tariff program. Just over 1 year into the president's second term, the 6-3 ruling in Learning Resources, Inc. versus Trump comes after Supreme Court justices showed skepticism and questioning during oral arguments last November. Reports said the ruling appears to halt a massive section of Trump's tariffs that he announced last year on what he referred to as Liberation Day. Trump said a 1977 law called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act gave the president the ability to declare an economic emergency and take action, but it doesn't specify tariffs as a specific remedy to the emergency. IEEPA doesn't authorize the president to impose tariffs, read the decision by Chief Justice John Roberts. The court's decision doesn't appear to address the question of eligibility for tariff refunds, which is likely to lead to a complex legal process for companies. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson recently released the text of Farm Bill 2.0, or the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2026. Groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association welcomed the provisions that strengthen the agriculture measures included in the One Big Beautiful Bill. We appreciate the chairman's leadership and diligent work to provide legislative answers to the ongoing needs of cattle producers. That coming from Gene Copenhaver, president of the NCBA. The bill provides important provisions to streamline voluntary conservation programs, protect grazing as a land management tool, address the critical shortage of rural veterinarians, and establish an important pilot program to safely explore better options for direct-to-consumer sales of locally raised beef. Among the improvements, Farm Bill 2.0 expands access to credit and increases outdated agricultural loan limits, amends veterinary grant programs to relieve ongoing rural veterinary shortages, and clarifies animal disease traceability. Dairy farmers thank the USDA and Secretary Brooke Rollins for taking significant steps to boost low milk prices and expand dairy consumption through significant Section 32 purchases. The agency is buying a balanced and effectively targeted mix of dairy products, including the first major butter purchases in 5 years. Dairy farmers have shared in the struggles faced throughout the agricultural economy, and these purchases will provide important relief to producers who will benefit from the additional demand, helping them to provide nutritious dairy products to Americans and the world. That coming from National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO Greg Dowd. The USDA is buying $75 million worth of butter, $32.5 million in cheddar cheese, $20.5 million in fresh fluid milk, and $10 million in Swiss cheese, along with $10 million in ultra-high temperature milk. The $148 million in purchases is part of the $232 million purchase announcement for numerous agricultural commodities. A wildfire crisis in western Oklahoma has intensified significantly, with over 155,000 acres consumed across three counties. In response to the rapid spread and extreme fire weather, Governor Kevin Stitt has declared a state of emergency for each county to accelerate the deployment of critical resources and state support. As local residents and officials survey the destruction, the full extent of the loss remains unclear for now, but the needs of the agricultural community are dire. With calving season underway in Oklahoma, the fires have created a secondary crisis, a significant number of orphaned calves requiring specialized care. Ranchers are facing a critical shortage of hay and livestock feed, fencing materials, and emergency funds for veterinary care. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation has established a relief fund to help the producers that are affected by the severe wildfires. For more information, you can visit them online at okcattlemen.org. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.